Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf ches. We're holding the second line from the top of the umid where it says Omar Mar, and we're going back to what we were learning yesterday. Remember back in the Mishnah on daf Zayin Umud Beis, in the middle of the Mishnah it said Yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach. A person is bringing a korban chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov of Pesach. Is a machlok between Bisham and Beis Hillel from what funds you can use to purchase this carbon chagiga. Beis Shammai omrim min ha-chulin. You have to dafka use chulin money. Beis Hillel said min ha-maiser. You can even use maser sheni money for purposes of buying your carbon chagiga for Pesach. And we already asked yesterday in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, I understand Beis Shammai that says that you can go and pay only min ha-chulin, because we have a famous Gemara, and the Gemara quotes, Kol davar shebechoyve einibo ele min ha-chulin. If it's a dvar choyve, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you gotta bring this carbon, then you gotta use your own funds. You cannot use maser sheni, you can't use maser behaima, you can't use a dorm in a davois, you gotta go and use your own money. So Beis Shammai is very understandable. But Basil says in our Mishnah, and our Meiser, you can even use Maser Sheni money for purposes of buying your carbon chagiga on Pesach. And the Gemara, of course, asks, why are we dafka talking about the Yom Tov of Pesach? Why don't we talk about the chagiga of Sukkot and of Shavuos? And the Gemara said, because we want to distinguish between the Pesach Dikah and between the Erev Pesach Dikah, because the Erev Pesach Dikah is not min ha-toira, so there you could certainly use Maser Sheni money, Maser Behema, no problem. The only shal is legabe the chagiga that you bring on Yom Tov itself, which is a davar shebechoyve min ha-toira. The Chayre Beis Shammai is right, you have to go and use chulin money. Yet Beis Hillel says you can use Meiser money. Freita Gimor Amamar, we learned in the Mishnah, second line from the top of Ches Amud Aleph, Beis Hillel Amr Min HaMaiser Amai Davi Shebechoyvu V'chol Davi Shebechoyvu Ene Boi Ale Min HaChul En L'Chayr Beis Shammai is right. What's Titzel Do Mit Beis Hillel Amr Ula B'Toyfel? What's mean B'Toyfel? Everybody agrees that according to Beis Hillel and according to Beis Shammai, Avada Davi Shebechoyvu, you have to go and bring it Min HaChulin. However, Beis Hillel says that by Chagiyah there's a special posik which we're going to bring shortly, that the core, the essence, the foundation is takim min achulim. But then you can add min maser sheni money. You start off with chulin and you add. The word toif is a lotion of secondary like tofel. Aha. So therefore what it says in the Mishnah, Beis Hillel omrim min ha-maiser, he doesn't mean solely min ha-maiser. He agrees to Beis Shammai that you got to start off with chulin. He says you could add Maser Sheni money if you so desire. Aha. But, as we'll see, Teufel has two different definitions. We keep on talking about money, but in fact there's a machloike between Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan, whether you're Teufelin Ma'ois or Teufelin Behema. Let's talk a seedy Gemara. Which means, like we said yesterday, we're going to have it mentioned in the Mishnah, the Amud Beis. What happens if a person has agresim mishpoche, and therefore he wants lots of shalmei chagigi, or lots of shlomim meat for his mishpoche? So then what he can do is he can be toifel, he can add. But what can he add? Says Chizki, you can add one behemoth, another behemoth, another behemoth, another behemoth. On day number one, you can bring 50 behemoths. Behema number one, that's got to be min achulin. The other animals, those can all be min ha-maisim. And that's the lashon of toiflin. You can add to the original behema. Then why is this better, that you add one behema to another behema? Says Rashi, because then the first behema that you brought will be pure chulin, and it's called davish b'choy ve'ena ba'elam in the chulin. Chashin yoytze geveiz. I brought my first one is yoytze. The next 2, 5, 10, 20, those are extras, additives. But my ikka that I have to bring my mitzvah, I was yoytze. Look at the top, Rashi. Third line from the top, second line from the top, b'toyfo. Mechaber maser in machulin. He's mechaber. He adds umevi. Or pligamiroi ketsa toifel. How? Is not enough with one beima. Yovi achas the chagigim and achulin. One should be chulin. Vashar and the next 1, 2, 3, 5, 10. That can be a meiser. Even though technically all of them are called karbonos chagiga, nevertheless, kvar yotzi dechoyim abarishoyim and achulin. He was yotzi with the first one. First one is chulin. All the others are not chulin. The others happen to be minamaiser. Oh, it's okay. Fine. Very good. Anyway, so bottom line, those is chizkia toifim behaim lebehaim. They toifim mois lemois. However, you cannot add mois lemois as Rashi. Liknois behaim gedoyla. You want to go the minimum for a shalmei chagiga we had in our Mishnah according to Beis Hillel has got to be 2 mo'a. This person wants to have a huge animal because he has a great mishpach. He wants to pay 50 mo'a. Gizuntahait. Says Chizkia, ain toifel mois lemois. You cannot do that. You want to go and make for your mishpucha, buy another behema, buy 20 behemas. But one behema has to got to be kulei koidish in the sense that it's got to be kulei min hachulin. The others you can go and buy from Masish any money. Mashenkim, when you're talking about mois lemois, says Chizkia, that doesn't work. You cannot go and mix money and money. You can only add another behemah. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, says, you can only be matbil mois lemois. Instead of buying multiple behemahs, buy one large animal. When it comes to karm chagig, it doesn't have to dafke be a keves. You can go and buy a par. So instead of buying a small little lamb, which can produce, ich weiß, 10 or 20 lamb chops, go and buy a tremendous cow, a tremendous ox, which can go and produce, ich weiß, 100, 200 rib steaks or whatever. You can have a riesige carton. So, Rabbi Yochanan prefers mois lemois instead of behema lebehema.
Rashi explains.
Let's see next. Oh, right to the Rashi. Same Rashi, we turn from mois lemois, thickness behema gdoyle according to Chizkiah. Rabbi Yochanan omat ipcha pugfeket. So, Rashi. Lemar is chazalei shaper tve, yetzia sidei chavosim and achulin, kishemei vibehema shleimim and achulin. According to Chizkiah, like we explained before, it looks much better to have one pure animal, which is only chulin, you yoitza with that, and all the others are just additions. Ulamar, according to Rabbi Yochanan, faket, is chazalei shaper tve, kishachulin muravin im kolachiloisa. Since I don't want to have, if I have 100 people, that the first 10 people all ate from chulin and the other 90 ate from Maiser Sheni. Rather, I want that everybody should go and eat from chulin, and therefore I would prefer that the mois be mixed with mois, and as a result, everybody will have a shtickle ben achulin, and even though they'll have a shtickle also from Maas or Shani.
One behemoth should have two statuses within the same group.
Can you imagine? It's a grois achidish. Well, the kamayala from mikroi, the mutter liois teufel. Because without this posik later on, the halach is, dove shebechoy ve'enim bo'elim en achulin. So how can you go and be teufel? Which we're going to bring in another few lines, that you can go and mix the two together.
And there's another chiddush according to this Rashi.
Yeah.
Even though it's a small amount, the first, even though you say it's bottle b'roiv, the roiv is that noach the shayis, you can still be metapel it because it slept along.
So state in chazon ish, l'chayis the double poshet that even though you can be toifel mois lemois, it has to be at least a minimum of 2 mo'ah, which are pure chulin money, even though after that you add another 100 mo'ah or 1,000 mo'ah of meiser money, that doesn't bother me. The important thing is that at least they have that minimum of 2.
I'm saying it's a chiddush.
Avadah, because the chiddush should be bottle, baroy, bemei, be'erelis, be'erelis, sinish butl.
It's like a mikvah, the first voice
very good.
Very good, excellent. Zeyashen.
You need a million gallons.
Exactly right.
Zeyashen. Okay, so Morris says now that the machloikis between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan is also machloikis between two brises. Machloikis tanoim. Tani kevosid. Chizkiah, tani kevosid, Rabbi Yochanan. Since we go back and forth in the Gemara, an easy mnemonic to remember who holds what, Chizkiah ends with a hey, and Behema ends with a hey. So Chizkiah is the one that says, Teufel Behema le Behema, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Mo'ois le Mo'ois. Okay, Zoktibar, Tani Gavas to Rabbi Yochanan, that we are Moisif and we add Mo'ois le Mo'ois. It says in the Pasuk Misas. Where did it say the Pasuk Misas? What's up there?
Real quick, why don't we switch the order over here? Say Tanya Gvasin the Rav Chiski.
Why is the Gemara Chap on the reverse order?
Second, and then it goes ahead and starts.
Very often the Gemara Chaps on the one that we just spoke about, and it goes immediately on that one. But in a Chanami, sometimes it can go in the right regular order. Yeah. It's not.
He's holding the air ready, so he really
needs to take
it. I remember. 100%.
Yeah. It's only because Rabbi Yochanan Misas. We take Misas the Apostle. Vosisa Chag Shavuos Lashem Alikecha Misas Nidvas Yodcha Asher Titen Kasher Berecha Hashem Alikecha. What does the word Misas mean? It says you want to malamit or the maybe Chayvosi Min Achulin. The word Misas tells you you want to bring a Chayv. It's got to be from Chulin. The Vishtate in the word Misas, it's got to be Min Achulin. The Gemara is going to bring towards the bottom of the Yomid a pasuk that we have at the end of Megillas Esther. Vayosim Hamelach Achashverosh Mas.
It's a lesson of tax, really.
It's a tax. And of course, the tax we're talking about, not a spiritual tax. This was a tax for the Melech HaShveresh. Melech HaShveresh was not interested in spiritual taxes. So these are very material, very mundane, very earthy taxes. So it's a chulin dekedin. So you learn from Misas, a din of chulin. Now, uminayin shimratz la'arim arav. How do I know that there's a din of toifel? Which is only by Chagiga, doesn't apply anywhere else. How do I know by Chagiga? Toifel, Tamalim, it says in the Pasuk, the same Pasuk. Pasuk Tin Yuzan, Vosisa Chag Shavuos Lashem Alekecha, Misas Nidvas Yorcha Shetiten, Kasher Yivarecha Hashem Alekecha. Why does the Pasuk add on Kasher Yivarecha Hashem Alekecha? Any type of bracha that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you, not only the bracha of having chulin money lemashal, but also of having maser sheni money. That's also a bracha that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to you, that you bring it to Yerushalayim, and that you can all go and use it to buy food items. So that's kasher berachah to tell you that you can go and be ma'arif. Now, how do I see from this brisa like Rabbi Yochanan and not like Chizkiyah? Explains Rashi, because the word ma'arif means to mix. Says Rashi, you can mix different coins, chulin coins, together with coins of Maser Sheni, mix it all together, and it looks exactly the same. You cannot differentiate between one and the other. Masha Enken, if you are adding behemoths, that's not called a mixture, because each behemoth, says Rashi, is nikeris la'atzma. Each one is a separate entity. That doesn't mean that you can't get confused and you have 10 behemoths, I don't know which one is who. Avad. But it's not a lotion of being ma'arif.
It's a beri l'fnei atzma.
It's a beri l'fnei atzma. Look to Rashi in the middle of the Omud, says Rashi, ma'arif. Ein lotion ze noifel ele bimoiz. Shekona behem behema behema. So I have a right here from this Braisa to Chizkiyah, Ma'ariv, I'm sorry, to Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'ariv Mois Lemois, and not Behem Lebehem. Now we come to Chizkiyah. Tani Gemuz to Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah again holds Behem Lebehem. Misas, Malamit Sha'odem, maybe Chayvosim and Achul. Okay, that we already had. This is Val Machnish Kachemish. But now the Braisa continues. Beshami Amrim. If you're bringing on day number one, then you got to bring it minachulin. If you're bringing on other days, then you can go and bring it from Meiser. Well, what is Beis Shammai saying? Remember, Beis Shammai rejects the concept of Teufel, because we started off today by quoting from yesterday's Mishnah, the Yontav Harishon Shel Pesach Beis Shammai Omer minachulin. Basil says mina meiser, and we asked, how is it possible mina meiser after all? Kol davar shebechoy ve'ene bo ele mina chulin, and we said because Basil holds teufel. So why doesn't Beis Shammai say that? Why does Beis Shammai hold mina chulin? Because Beis Shammai taka doesn't hold of teufel. It's got to be pure chulin, and therefore Yom Rishon, if you're bringing your karm chagig on the first day, avad, it's got to be mina chulin, and Beis Shammai doesn't hold of teufel. Look at Rashi Yom Rishon.
Well, what is the old lady you can do?
Well, I'm not finished yet. Yom Rishon, look at Rashi Yom Rishon, shehu l'shem chagiga, yehu mina chulin, for lesl Beis Shammai tfeil b'dvar shebuchay, v'dav shebuchay, ehal nish v'teufel. Aye, now Beis Shammai says mikan ve'ilach mina meis, and next Rashi mikan ve'ilach she'enay elasim. You cannot bring a Karman Chagiga on day number two. Now, not that you can't go and bring it at all. For Tashlumin, you can. Tashlumin means, like we had by Olus Riyah, that if for some reason the person was delayed, he couldn't make it. Or Chigar Vinispashit, we had a Shailin Nigmar Machloikis. Anyway, Tashlumin Zelazet, Tashlumin Darishan. But the point is that all the other days of Yom Tiv, if you didn't bring it the first day, you can still bring a Karban Chayda, a Karban Chagiga. That Yetz Hashem is going to be, if you turn just for 1 second to Tes Amud Aleph, you'll see the Mishnah on Tes Amud Aleph, which we're going to learn tomorrow. Mishlei Chag beyond Tavarishi Shel Chag, Choy Gigas Kolor Egel beyond Tavachar Shel Chag. If you didn't bring your Karban Chagiga on day number one, you can bring it on day number two, and on day number three, and day number four. That's all if you did not bring it. But if you brought it, you were a yoitze, and you cannot bring another Karban Chagiga on day two, three, or four. So I wish they'd mekanveilach. Zok Rashi, if you're bringing now your Karban Simcha, your Shalmei Simcha, meaning I have kind of a grisim mishpacha. Day number one, I brought my Shalmei Chagiga. It's already finished. There's not a morsel left, and I still have to supply my kids with. Ein Simcha ele Boser Kodshim. So bring your Shalmei Simcha. Shalmei Simcha, as we already said in the Mishnah yesterday, that you can go and bring from anything. You can bring it even by the Kahanim from Chatoyiz, Ashomis, and Bechor, and by Yisrael, Nedorim, Nedovis, Masa Behemim, Masa Sheini, etc. Anyway, so getting back to the Rashi.
But of course, the Tashlumi you have to bring from Cholim.
Avada, Avada, Tashlumi. Mikan Veilav Rashi, Sheinei ele Simcha, the Ilu Chagiga Ksiva Chagoisim Oisoi. Chag Lashem. What's the Chagoisim Oisoi? And then Oisoi Yoim Echad Besuloi. The first day has to dafke be the Karm Chagiga. The next day, since I already brought my Karm Chagiga day number one, Mikan Ve'elech, I want to bring a Karm Chagiga day two, day three. Nishtu Azazach. You can't bring a Chagiga on day number two. What you can bring is, it'll be Shalmei Simcha, and that you can bring Afman and Meiser, like we learned in our Mishnah. Shalmei Simcha you can bring from any type of kachim. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara now, is Nochamu, we're in the middle of the second Braisa, this is the Raya to Cheskia, which state in the Braisa, B'shalmei Am Yom Rishon Menachulin, it's got to be Dafka Menachulin, no Teufel business, Mekan Ve'elech Menamayser, later days of Yontif, when it's not Tashlumin, you bring Shalmei Simcha, you can bring it from anything, including from Maser Shaini, U'Meisil Omrim, Achil Rishoyna Menachulin, Mekan Ve'elech Menamayser, even on day number one, the first one, Hoshib Shat Achil Rishoyna learns the Gemara now, the first Bahaima you should bring Menachulin, because Koldove Shebechoiva Ein Mevien Ela Menachulin, Mekan Ve'elech on day number one of Yontif, you can continue bringing, you can continue bringing more Chagigos than day number one, Mekan Ve'elech Menamayser, you can bring now the next 5, 10, 20 Karbonis Chagiga on day number one, those can all be in a Meiser. Why? Just like Chizkia, the Teuflin Behema Le Behema. So, Dr. Rashi, Achil Rishoyna, Hashesol Kedaitach, what means Achil Rishoyna Behema Le Atzma, the first Behema that you're having for the first, for lunch, for Sidis Yontiv, what does it have to be? That's got to be Menachulim, V'yivien HaShulchan Rishon, that's what you put on the table, everybody eats it up, now it comes supper time, it comes now, Motzi Yontiv, Mulav Malka Shtikl, Cholamoid Sud at night, I have no Shlom meat left, bring more Karbonis Chagiga on day one, those could all be the Maisa, the Iker is that the first one's gotta be Menachul. Mamish like Chizkia, the Toifun Behemel Behemel. Vishar Kol Yemoisa Pesach, all the other days of Yontif, which is only now for Simcha, because we said V'chagoyisim Oisa, you only bring your Karm Chagiga day number one, unless Tashlumin, but otherwise just day number one. All the other days you now you're having Simcha, oh Shami Simcha, can't you bring Vustad else? Kol Yemoisa Pesach, Odim Yitzvi Dechavosei, B'maser Beheima, not only Chulin, and not only Maser Shaini, but even Maser Behaima, every other day of Yontif, bring as many Karbonis Shalmei Simcha. How? It's not that you bring Shalmei Simcha. You're going to bring your Maser Behaima, and you're going to have Simcha from that eating of the Maser Behaima, Metema Miyoitze the Din of Simcha. Now, the obvious question is, I don't understand why Basil changes channels from day one to the other days, that on day number one he says that after you bring your first one Menachulin, the rest you bring from Meiser, meaning from Maser, Sheini money, Vishakul Meiser Beskel, the other days, you could even bring Maser Behaima. Why don't you, exactly, why are we changing now from Maser Sheini to Maser Behaima? L'choira, both day one as well as all the rest of the days after your first behema, according to Chizkiyah, all subsequent behemas can be Master Shani, can be Master Behema, can be Nedarim and Adavis on day number one, because you can bring Nedarim and Adavis on Yontif. Okay, but other than that, you'd be able to go and have Master Shani, Master Behema. Why is the Braisa distinguishing between day one, where you bring Master Shani, and day two, three, four, five, when you bring Master Behema?
It can even be Nedarim and Adavis for Shlom if it's the second day.
A second day,
so you did it out of Pesach, you could still, out of Yontif, you could eat this, the first day Yontif as a Shlom and Nedarim and Adavis.
Ochid, 100%. So, Frank Gemara, why did we distinguish between Master Shani and between Master Behema? Beyond the Frank Gemara, beyond the my time Maloy, why didn't we say the same thing on Yontif, bring Master Shani? On Yontif, the first day of Yontif, you can go and bring Master Behema. Why do we only say, be toifel with Master Shani money? Omer Vashi, Dilma Osla Surah Beyontif, Anai Exera, nothing to do with what we were talking about. Avadame Iker Dedina, when you're bringing your second and third and fourth carbon on the first day of Yontif, since you're allowed to be toifel, you can be toifel me Iker Dedina, not only with Master Shani money. Buying a new behem with Master Shani money, you could use Master Behema. The problem is, if you're going to tell people you're allowed to use Master Behema, people might come to be Ma'aser Behema on the first day of Yontif. So you're going to say, "Nu, so Makol Rashi be Ma'aser." What's the problem? The Efshel Aser beyond the Mishum Sekresa. The problem is that you have to go and shmir the tenth one because we want to be able to distinguish between the Master Behema and the other nine. So they used to go and be Tzaveh.
Is it like a Truma buck? Wouldn't you say it's like Truma that should be Yenisid?
I'm thinking.
You're
outstaking. You fell from your house.
I want to get to that in a moment. Reb Dovid Yehota Kasher is in Tefillin.
It's just logistical Kasher.
So Reb Dovid's question is, I don't even understand, because after all, they weren't Megadol Behemoth Dakas in Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
So what are they talking about?
No, but he bought it from outside.
He brought it from outside. He could have brought it, after all, we have to have Kabbonis now. So the guy brought with him 100 animals, and then he remembers, oh, I didn't give my Master Behemoth, I'll give it here in Yerushalayim.
In Yerushalayim. The delay.
Exactly. Give the Master Behemoth now in Yerushalayim on the first day of Yontif. Or even if he happens to live in Bnei Brak in Tel Aviv, he's going to say, I know that my brother is in Yerushalayim and he's giving Masa Behema for the carbon. Oh, so you see a lot of Masa Behema, I'm going to be Masa my Behema now on Yontif elsewhere. In other words, I'm afraid tzitzikim, the people will be nichshol in being ma'aser on Yontif, and the whole problem is al tzikrasa.
Is that the whole problem?
I'm sorry, what's the other problem?
Isn't there an issue just
What's the issue?
Atikimonet.
So we already have Baruch Hashem up Yishnaim Ashloisha Aydim Yekundova. Repinchus Gevreit Akasher, Rebbeinu Freit Akasher, Rebbeinu Freit Akasher. Alevin, listen, why isn't there a problem of Tikkun Mona?
It's not
tevel
the same way the
Trimah is. Ah, so who makshev, who if you look at the Toysim Shem Sikrisa, Toys is down the bottom. If you look at the very last line of this Mishum Sikras Tois, the last line, Veloidami, you see, it's five lines from the bottom of the Yomit. Veloidami, Lahag Boys, Tumas and Maisers, the Osir Mishum Misakin. It's not the same, why not? The Hochaloi Misakino, the Belav Hochi, Shari Lamecho, Koidim Shia Asabe Moisov. Although there's a mitzvah to give Maisa, Avad, there's a mitzvah to give Maisa behind, no question about it. Not to give it, to be mafresh it, and you bring it for a carbon. But if you didn't do it, or until you do it, there is no iser on tevel on all the other animals. So there is no tikkun, so to speak. When do we have a tikkun? Like I would some ice, because until now I couldn't eat the tevel. So now instead of banging it with a nail, and now making it fixed, and I can eat it, Can't go and bang tvur with nails. What you do is a mafresh truma samaisus. I'm a second. Oh, it's an Indian of tikkun mana. I'm fixing it. But here I'm not fixing any of the animals. All 10 animals are edible right now. Yes, there's a mitzvah of giving masa behema. But if I didn't. I was over this mitzvah saseh. In other words, I didn't have the schar of doing this mitzvah saseh. But I'm not over and eating any tevel. So therefore, there's no problem of tikkun.
And by masa sheni, it would be tevel if you don't give masa sheni.
Any one of the afreshes by tvur. Whether it's Truma, Master Rish, and Master Shani, all
tevel.
Of those is called Tevel. We had a similar concept, if you remember, not too long ago, Legabe, the regular animals, not Legabe Kudushim. Zroi l'chaim v'akeiva. What happened to the person that did Zroi l'chaim v'akeiva? That's also not ma'akev nachilas hakotchim or nachilas habehema. In other words, it's not, it's chul an animal and you shechted it, you have to give Zroi l'chaim v'akeiva to the koyin. But if you did or if you didn't, it doesn't make it more kosher, less kosher. Or even a mitzvah, but it's not a tikkun to go and remove it and to go and give it to the koyin. It's the same thing over here, removing and setting aside the tenth one from Maaseh Behemah is not a tikkun. So what's the problem? The problem is als the sikra, so als the shmirin. Okay, so bottom line is, what do I see from this second brisa? From the key words, where Beisil says, achila rishoyna min hachulin, Rashi said, hashesol kadaitach, behemah la'atzma, viviena shulchan rishoyin. That's the taich of the words, achila rishoyna min hachulin. Take the first animal, give it menachulin, because kol tavish b'chayi v'ena bo'a el menachulin. But mikan ve'elach, all the other meals, all the other courses of meat that you're giving on yontif can all be from Masa Sheni, from Kudushim meat, but it can be from Masa Sheni. It doesn't have to be menachulin. It's a charai that you toiflin behema le behema and not mo'ois le mo'ois. And that's how the Gemara remains at this time. The reason why Rashi is kosol kadaitech, because Mitzvah, when we get to the Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to continue this machloikis and Yetz Hashem. I know you're all looking forward to it. And we're going to find Rav Sheshis that's going to interpret this brisa, that it could taka be like we learned, achil rishonim menachulin, that the first behemah is taka gotta be menachulin. All the subsequent behemahs can be even from Masa Sheni. However, he's going to have a second shot, that in one large behemah, a large par gadol, make sure achil rishonim menachulin, that the shiur of achil rishonim, which means two ma'ah, has got to be menachulin, even though the rest of the behemah, another 100 ma'ah, another 1,000 ma'ah, was from Masa Sheni. So when he says achil rishonim, means the shiur, not that you actually eat rishonim menachulin, is the shiur of achil rishonim menachulin, which you will see on the Amid Beis. Yes, Mendy.
I'm part of the Chabura eating this kabbalis. Is any difference between the first two ma'ah or any of the title to it?
So that's what Rashi said before. That's why Chizkiah holds that it's better to be toifel behemel behema and not mois lemois, so that each person should go and eat from the first one, which is totally menachulin. There won't be a problem. Rabbi Yochanan says punkt faket, because Rabbi Yochanan says that's very good about those guys that come early and they eat from the first behemel. What about all the guys that come later on? They're all going to eat menamaisis. Therefore, I prefer that everybody have a shtikum from both chulin and maisis. Those in takif two svaras, Mendy, which you're saying now. Anyway, we said before in the Gemara that the word misas, I learned from that that a dovish b'choyv is bo menachulin, only bo menachulin. My mashad, I misas lishon dechulinu. Techzev yosem melech shveirish mas al oretz is a tax. A tax, of course, by definition, especially if it's a goyish tax, is a chulin dik inyan and not a kochim inyan. And that's the word misas. Okay, we're going to get back to tfei lemechim on the Amud Beis, but now we are going back to our Mishnah, where it said in the Mishnah that legabe shalme simcha, the mitzvah of eating kodshim meat besimcha on yontif, that you can be yoitza, yisrael yoitzi dechavosan, benedorim, unedovois, masa sheni, masa behaima, etc. Masha enkein, the kohanim can even be yoitza with chatois, v'ashomois, and bechorin, choz v'shoik, etc. However, the Mishnah said, avaloi ba'oivois, v'loi b'menochois. Talk to more turn about it. It says in the pasuk "Semach de bechagecha l'rabois kol minei smachois v'simchois l'simcha." Now, kol minei simchois doesn't mean also dancing and jumping up and down. What is the definition of kol simchois? Look at the last Rashi on the Amid v'semachta. Kol simchois v'mashma l'loy boi minei el simcha. All we're asking, since the Kodesh Baruch Hu have simcha, the Amamar. In simcha elevet baser v'hai baser hu. In other words, as opposed to the korban oydas re'iyah, which is a fixed chiyuv on every Eden Klai Yisrael, as well as v'chagoysim oysai, you have to bring a shalmei chagiga. This mitzvah of shalmei simcha is much less fixed, meaning the important thing is that you have a simcha of eating kodesh meat on yontif. If you have enough shalmei chagiga for that, Genuk, you don't have to do anything more than that. If Nedarim and Nedavis, Nedarim and Nedavis, Masa Sheni, any one of these things, you don't have to bring Miyuchad Shalmei Simcha. What happens if a person, in fact, has already brought all his Nedarim and Nedavis, or the person has already brought all his Shalmei Chagiga on day number one, and he can't bring it on other days? What happens if a person doesn't have Masa Behemah, he ate up all his Masa Sheni, then he has to go and bring new Shalmei Simcha to have Simcha throughout the Yatif. But you don't have to do Shalmei Simcha if you have other kodshimit. It's nochmo. V'samachta b'chagech l'rabbis kol mini simcha is l'simcha. Nikan v'omr chacham yisra yoyte de chavosim ben edorim u'nedavois v'mas v'haima v'kehan v'chatos v'yosham u'b'chor u'b'choz v'shoich yoyte, as long as it's meat and it's kodshimit, you're yoyte. Yes.
The kodshim or shregmini?
It has to be kodshimit. Kodshimit. Basa taiva, you're not yoytze.
In theory, that would be today the reason why you don't chiyuv a basa
nyom. Not only that's the theory, that's as well is this taka. There is no, the defesemacht, which state in the Torah, no longer applies that din of kodshimit. So what din of simcha is this? The Gemara says elsewhere that the gabe men ain't simcha basa v'yayin, the gabe women, the women prefer to be on a diet, as we know, and so therefore they can go and eat... They're the salads that they want, mete grass, mete alazachim, there's a mete salad dressing. No problem. The ikis, they want tachshitim, and they want them, and also it says, big ditzavoyim. You go and buy them new clothing, and you go and buy them tachshitim. That'll get you to Oilam Haba quickly, more quickly, and Oilam Haza also, more quickly than giving them a piece of meat.
So, there is?
Yeah, that's a dirabunan, but not the raisa. The raisa is totally kutcha meat. If you want to take a look at Davovam and Aleph, Reb Simche, you're asking about the Simchas Yontif. Look at the top choices, Vovam and Aleph, the Machai Ve'ime B'Simcha. Look, Vovam and Aleph, top choices. Pirush Rashi Perakam the Kedushin, Kabe Isha Bal Mesamcha B'Bovel. In other words, nowadays the big day Tzavoinim. Anyway, bottom line is, at the time of the Smidish Shalom Simcha, later on, is the Godim and Tachit. That's what we're looking for. Yeah.
In Simcha Lom Basar, it's talking about the Karbonis, but other places we say, in Simcha Lom Basar, we're talking
about the Yayin. Yeah, but that's today. That's not the time of the Smidish. The time of the Smidish, the Deraisa is the Shalom Simcha, or any type of kosher meat. Today we don't have that anymore. It's basa v'yayin. Zochim or yetzvaiter yochel, last line yochel af the oifus u'menachas. After all, you can bring a korban oilas. Not oilas oif you can't eat, but you can go and have a chatzis oif. So I and you can eat the chatzis oif. The koyin can go eat the chatzis oif as well. You can go and bring korban mincha. Is by a korban mincha Yisrael can be eaten by the Eden. Now mechas koyin is called yitia. Anyway, so the point is maybe you could be yoytzol
only
the koyin
eats a mincha.
Okay, so it's koyin. Fine.
Oh, so he's
Yaitzim.
Just like with the
Chatzis v'Asham. Yeah. So let him go and eat Oifus and Menachos. Tamaloy v'se machta v'chagecha. So what's right is the machta v'chagecha? Mi v'chagiga boi mehem. Yotze elush in chagiga boi mehem. Since it's in v'chagecha, it's a loshen of chagiga. So poshim pshad is loshen chagiga means that just like I have to go and bring shalmi chagiga, I have to bring from shlamim here too. But Rashi adds, how do I know that chagiga itself has got to be shlamim? Maybe chagiga itself can also be oifus and menachis. Says Rashi, because it says chaylev ksiba. Layolin chaylev chagi, chagi, chaylev chagi, adbaike. So learn chaylev chagi. What means chaylev of the festival? What do you mean chaylev of the chagi of the festival? It means chaylev of the chagiga. Which chagiga has chaylev? A mincha doesn't have chaylev. Even chicken. No, you don't bring chickens anyway. But the Torah b'nei yoin also don't have any real chaylev to speak of. And so therefore chaylev chagi means behemus. So just like by chagiga it's gotta be behemus, same thing shalmi simcha, it's gotta be behemus, and therefore you're not yoitza with oifis and menuchas. So how do you learn it from v'samachta b'chagecha? Ravashi Omar, you don't need b'chagecha. V'samachta nafka, yotzei l'shem b'm simcha. Real simcha, and he had a get a rib steak, a geshmak, and everybody smiles and everybody's happy. You go and eat a mincha. I'm gluten free, I don't even eat a mincha. Or I eat chickens, but I'm going to eat fowl. That's a foul thing to go and eat from dub and yoin. That's a klein bit. That's a gunish. The real simcha is I get to stick of flesh. So therefore, that's the ikka simcha. I don't need to come on to be chagecha. Right, Gemara. But Rav Ashi, hi bechagecha moya vidlei. So what does he do with the word? If it's a machta bechagecha, ahu l'rav gadniyah bar katina, the Amrav dinu bar katina. We had this Gemara very before. Amrav minayin shei noisin noshim b'moyed. We had this back in Moyed Katan. We had a Mishnah that a person is not allowed to get married on chol hamoyed. What's the reason why the Gemara gave? Four reasons for it. But the first reason Mar gave is because of this passage, Minayin Shei Noisin Noshim B'Moyed, Shenemar, Samachta B'Chagecha, V'Loi B'Ishtecha. And therefore, that's a din you gotta, you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed because of B'Chagecha V'Ishtecha. So I need a B'Chagecha for that purpose. Dr. Bashi, that's why I use a B'Chagecha for. So how does the Tanakh Kama know this drasha of B'Chagecha V'Ishtecha? So Tosis points out that back in Moed Kotten we had three other reasons. What were the other reasons? Because of tercha, if you remember, because a person is going to be matriarch, has to go, have to get my caterer, have to get my musician, I have to go and get the photographers, and I have to get blah, 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 and with the hall, and besides the seating cars, there's noch the exit surah that in the Jean Brogues, right? Exactly. Anyway, it's great. It's a tercha, that's why you're not going to do. That was one of the reasons. Another reason, because you're going to push it off until Yontif, and you're not going to kind of peruvu, because everybody will say, I'm much better off doing it Chol HaMoed. I can kill two birds with one stone. Anyway, Yom Tov, I'm going to have my whole family together with me. Okay, anyway, bottom line is, he learns V'chagiach V'lei B'Ishtecha. Yes, Reb Pinchas.
I just want to say, if you prepare a simple word from the Chassam Sefer, this is V'yisa Achsameach.
Achsameach.
It's a Loshen Miet.
Miet.
Nisht ala Simchas, the Simchas.
Very good.
The Nisht Kushin, the Simchas, forget about it.
Ought to say. That's a Gamsiur.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to get your Mishnah Baita?
But you think it's a Mitzvah on Yom Tov.
Absolutely. You joke the Mishnah Baita. We spoke about the minimum Shiur of a carbon chagiga as well as a carbon oilas v'ir. Now we're going to talk about what about maximum shiur. Zok the Mishnah. Mishi yeshli oichlin merubim. That means he has kanayin hara grace in mishpacha, and or he has a lot of guests at his table. Lamush Rabbi Yoina, every single seder, he probably has 50 or 100 people kanayin hara. They're not all blood relatives. I mean, you go back to Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, they're all blood relatives. But kanayin hara is mikarev al tayra yin. So therefore, a person has oichlin merubim. But what happens? What happens if this person, unfortunately, a nishka groisa oishe? What should he do? Maybe shlam merubim. He should go and bring lots of shlam. Now we say shlam merubim will have a shayla in the gemara. Does that mean large animals? In other words, a big par godoil, or does it mean bring multiple behemoths? And that's why we're going to get back to the machlokes Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan, whether toiflin behema le behema or toiflin mois le mois. Stay tuned. We're going to get to that shortly. Oilas mortis, and he should bring small oilas. Remember, the guy is a poor guy, so he should go and give by the oilataka the minimum, the mo'ah, and by the shlam is all game and groisa. Now, forget what happens. The chosim rubim of oichel muat, a person, Baruch Hashem, a very rich person, oichel muat, and he has a small oilam, and he doesn't have so many guests. So what should he do? Maybe oilas rubim should bring the groisa oilas. Don't just bring from one mo'ah. He should bring smaller shlam. You don't want it to become nicer. If you don't have so many oichlin, then the meat won't be eaten up and it's going to be nicer. So therefore, shlam mu'atim. Zev zemur, what happens if he has small family and he doesn't have too many nechasim? Zev zemur, that's the minimum that we had in the previous Mishnah. What happens zev zemurubin, the Baruch Hashem, he has lots of money and he has a greisa elam? Al zenemar, ishkiman nis yodoi ki birchas Hashem lekecha, shenos aloch. Ah, so it's a game like the birchas Hashem lekecha, bring greisa porim for both for the oila and for the chagiga, greisa. Good. Frank Digmar, we started off the Mishnah. Person has oichlin merubim unechos muatim. He's basically a poor guy, and he has a grace oilim. What should he do? Maybe shlomim merubim v'oilis muatis. The oilis muatis, so you understand. He's a poor guy. He should go and pay the minimum for his oila. Only pay a ma'a kesef. But what about shlom merubim? He's got big animals. Frank Timar, shlom merubim, meichi maisa. Halesle, didn't you start off by telling me he's nechasim muatim, hotnish kegelt? How is he going to go and bring the shlom merubim? Amar avchiza toifel. Or maybe par godoil. What means toifel? Like we had on the Ahmed Aleph. Yes, bring the minimum two ma'a for the shalme chagiga vada, that has to be minachulim. But you can be moisif on that. On a shear of Masa Shaini.
the whole tumor is a haklainikite. He goes and buys a pargod, which is going to cost him $500. So he paid $25, $50 worth of minchulin, and he adds all the additional mois from Maaseh Sheni money. This makes no sense, because even though in chulin this guy is poor, you look at his bank account, Nebuchadnezzar, he's constantly in debt. However, Maaseh Sheni, Baruch Hashem, he has a large amount, he's accumulated it, he faithfully adds from the Maaseh Sheni. So what do we see clearly? That Rav Chisda holds, like Rabbi Yochanan, that I am toifel mo'ois le'mo'ois. He says, Rafaidish, bring a par godoil, I add the money, clue like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Chesky. As these are Rav Chisda. Omele Rav Sheishis, Hari Omru, don't you remember that Chisky has said, toiflin behema le behema, and therefore, why are you being toifel mo'ois le'mo'ois? So, Frank Timora, Mike Omele, what was Rav Sheishis' kavana when he said, Hari Omru, toiflin behema le'mo'ois? Ile mahochi komele, did he mean to say, Hari Omru, don't you remember that Chizkiah said that Toifim Behema Lebehema Avaloi Mo'is Lema'is, don't add money to money like Rabbi Yochanan, but Fizak like Chizkiah to Behema Lebehema? So Fetimor Velei Malei, why doesn't he tell him directly Ein Toifim Mo'is Lema'is? In other words, instead of going and saying a half a halacha and now be medayik, let him tell him Klur. What did Rav Chizda say? Toifel and maybe par godel, add more and more money and bring a big par. What did Chizkiah say? No, you can only be toifel behema lebehema, but not mois lemois. If Rav Sheishis is being critical of Rav Chisda, or he's challenging Rav Chisda, he doesn't have to talk about the behema lebehema. All he has to tell and say is, Hari Omru, ein toiflen mois lemois, don't add money to money. And then, of course, he'll understand. I'm making a par godel. I'm not allowed to add money to money. I got to bring more behemoths. So why do you talk about toifel behemel behemoth? So to my lehachi omale, instead what Rav Sheishis is saying is, Hari Omru, av toifel behemel behemoth, kiman deloy kechizkia, u deloy kereb yoichanon. What Rav Sheishis is saying now is a yovi akosev ashlishi. It's not viachriya b'neim. However, he combines the two. Meaning, according to Chizki, you can only be toifel behema lebehema. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you can only be toifel mois lemois. And Rav Sheishis says, you got a choice. So why did you, Rav Chisda, say that the pshat in our Mishnah means shlam merubim, toifel and maybe par gadol? That you could taka do that, but you could also bring multiple behemoths. So why did you only choose one of the two
options?
There's three sheets, exactly. Fine, okay, so he's an Amoira of Sheishis, is a Choshev Yid, and he's an Amoira, just like Chizki is an Amoira, and just like Rabbi Yochanan is an Amoira, Rav Sheishis is also an Amoira. Okay, so you have three Amoiroi, Ma Kol Harash. However, you're going to tell me, Chitev Amoiroi, who the Pligi, Mas Naisa Loi Pligi, but you're going to ask me a Kasha from the Brises. What means a Kasha from the Brises? Because remember, we had two Brises in the Amor Aleph. Brisa number one says Ma'ariv, and therefore we say Ma'ariv means like Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'ariv Mois Lemois. The second brisa says achil rishoyne menachulin, and that we said men like Rashi said kasolta daitach means aganza behaim menachulin, and therefore you're toifel behema lebehema. Yeah. But we didn't find a third brisa that says you can do either one. It's mashma that one brisa holds like Chizkiah, one brisa holds like Rabbi Yochanan, and nobody holds like Rav Sheishis. Freiti Gemara is a shven Rav Sheishis. He's arguing with the two brises. The second brisa says the first behaima and not other behaimas, and that's the only option, and therefore lechayda, why is Rav Sheishis saying you have both options? This is what we already said on the Amr
Aleph.
That's what Rashi said, kasol kedaitach, that when the second brisa says aliba de beisil, that when you're bringing your karm chagiga, that achil rishonim menachulin, we understood that poshib shot, that the first behaimah should totally be menachulin. Says, no. What that brisa means, you can bring a par godol, a tremendous large animal. And that there should be a shi'ur of the money that you use to buy the par godol, is going to be a shi'ur of the mei achil rishonim menachulin. What's the shi'ur? The shi'ur is two ma'a. In addition to that, tomorrow you can add another $500. No problem. $1,000.
That's no issue. But make sure that you have shiur to me'achid l'rishoyin menachulin. And therefore, what Rav Sheshis is telling us is that the second brisa is susceptible to both interpretations. That it could be achid l'rishoyin menachulin, it could be toifel b'haima l'b'haima, like Chizkiah, but it could also be like Rabbi Yochanan, toifel mois l'mois, and therefore I, Rav Sheshis, learn like the second brisa, that you have two options, mois l'mois, or b'haima l'b'haima.
But the lashon achila rishayna, how does that fit?
He's saying the shear the achila rishayna.
Is this rishayna?
Make sure
that a shear. You should put a shear of cholin, and the rest. What's the achila rishayna?
So let's look at the Rashi. Middle of the Amud, v'haktani achila rishayna menachulin. You have the Rashi right in the middle. V'haktani achila rishayna menachulin. Middle of the Amud, right over here. Zok Rashi, because all kedaitech. Rashi is quoting the Rashi in the Amud Aleph. The seuda ha'ba'ar rishayna leshulchan boi kula mechulin. Like Mendy said as far before, that the first kezayis and the first animal should be totally menachulin, toifun behemel and behemel, like we said in the Amud Aleph. Zok Timur, nein. Zok Rashi, demei achila rishayna kolaymar. Achil Rishoyne, stomach tani. It just says Achil Rishoyne, so therefore those words are vague. The Islay, the Tana of that price holds like me, like Rav Sheshis. Bein Behema Atzma, that the first animal, the total animal should be Takim and Achulin. That Bein Mois Shir Achil Rishoyne. It can also mean that in the first animal, make sure, even though 99% of the value of this animal you paid with Maser Sheini money, but make sure that there's at least the Shir of the Mei Achil Rishoyne. How much is that? To Mo'ah? At least a minimum of two ma'av for achil rishayna, and then you can add on as much as you want and
so
buy a big
achil rishayna is lav dafka.
Exactly, lav dafka, lav dafka. Good. So, bottom line, somebody stops you in the street and says, what's the definition of toifel? You tell him it's a three-way machloikis, according to Chizkiya b'haima l'b'haima, according to b'yoyichonat smois l'mois, and according to Avsheshis, it's both options. Rav David Anji Tzifrin, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so the way it's vital. Amar ula amar eish lakish. Hifrish Esa Behemis Lechagigosoi. It's the first day of Yom Tov. He's mafrish 10 Behemis, and you can do that. We said you can go and bring a lot. Oichlin Merubim. He has Oichlin Merubim, Shlom Merubim. So therefore he's Teufel Behemel and Behema. Brings lots and lots of animals. Okay. Hifrish Esa Behemis Lechagigosoi. Hikrif Chomish Beyond Tov Rishoin. Of the 10 that he was mafrish on the first day of Yom Tov, 5 of them he was makriv on the first day. What about the remaining 5? So Rishakish, he can bring the next 5 on the next day.
Well,
now you say
over the best
Yom Tov Sheni.
Yom Tov Sheni doesn't mean the like we have today, 2 days.
Day
he means the second day of Yom Tov, which means Cholamayit. First day of Cholamayit. The word Yom Tov Sheni is Lav Tov. He means the next day. Yom Tov Sheni is the next day of Yom Tov, which is Cholamayit. Right. So it's 5 and 5. Now remember we said before, it said in the Pasuk, Chagoysim Oisoi, and from this I learned that you can only bring Karbonis Chagiga on day number 1. Yeah, if you didn't bring it at all on day number 1, you have Tashlumin on day 2 and 3 and 4, 5, you mask it. But once I brought on day number 1, I cannot bring on 2, 3, 4. Why does Rish Lakish say that if I brought 5 on day 1, I can bring the other 5 on day 2? That's because I was mafrish all 10 on day 1. If I was mafish all 10, I bring 5 on day 1.
Mafish from what?
I'm mafish, I bought. I went to the animal store and I bought 10 animals.
But
I
you
come,
have to do that. You could buy it on Yom Tov.
He didn't have to buy it on Yom Tov if he paid
you
mercy. But now we're doing the first day of Yom Tov. He comes now to the Kohen, he says, Kohen, I have your 10 shepselach, I want to bring them all for Karm Chagiga, and the Kohen is makro 5, they leave over 5, what am I going to do with the other 5? I bring it tomorrow, I'm going to bring it on Cholomite. Azei Zok Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kimen Shepasek Shevene Makrev. Once you brought your first 5, and then you stopped, you cannot bring the other 5, sorry. Next day we will not accept it. Chagoysim oisei only biyoyim rishon buvad. So what are you going to do with these other 5?
You're not going to kill them.
So the chayyur the 2 eitzes for them. Eitzes number 1, year as you stive until they get a mum and then you'll be pointed. Or number 2, no. It's Pesach L'mushal now. I have 5 left over. I was mafresh them for Karm Chagiga. Mitzvah in 7 weeks on the first day of Yom Tov. In Shvius, it's not going to be Ovish Nosai. It's only going to be 7 weeks later. Even Sukkah is not going to be Ovish Nosai. I'll be able to go and bring the Karm and then. I was mafresh for Karm Chagiga. I don't have to be Davka Chagiga. I'm going to eat Davka on Pesach. It's a Chagiga to eat on Yom Tov. So therefore, 5 I bring the first day of Pesach. The other 5 I bring the first day of Shavuot. Or the first day of Sukkah, etc. Yeah. is good.
What's the inyan? Why?
Why?
What's the yisit taka? I mean,
why can't you bring the second
day? He made a neder.
That's Rashi sedua bal tesef. Sedua bal tesef. We had this already yesterday. If you look at Rashi, choyze makrif chomish biyontif sheni. See Rashi, choyze makrif biyontif sheni. About three, four lines higher than Agamar. Choyze makrif chomish biyontif sheni. This is Reish Lakish. V'loy amrinan oivahu bebal tesef. It's not a promise. Nishka bal tesef. However, Rabbi Yochanan that disagrees and says you can only bring it on day number one and you cannot bring it on day number two, he does hold as a din of Baal Tosef. So l'choyra I have a machloikis now between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says I have Baal Tosef problem, and I'm sorry, you do not have a Baal Tosef problem, Shkoyach, and you can continue bring on the second day.
It was to be a Kama Chagiga, a huge Kama
Chagiga. Look, Amar Reish Lakish, Hifrish Esbeim is L'chagiga.
So the second day, if you already bought a Chagiga, you can't bring a second day.
Oh, that's right, that's Rabbi Yochanan. You should possibly should be a Makas. Yeah, what's up?
Didn't we say originally that once he brings the Chagiga, he can add to Shalmi Simcha, which is not the same?
Shalmi Simcha is not a problem, but he was Mafish for Shalmi Chagiga. The question is,
why so much? Why is he being
So let's take a see the Gemara. Even though it looks like you have a big machlokes of Yochanan Shlok, no machlokes, Baruch Hashem, Shalom al Yisrael. Kan bistam, kan b'mafarish. What means kan bistam, kan b'mafarish? Look at Rashi bistam. In Mefrishin stam, if his stam was mafrish 10 and he didn't specify anything about day 1, day 2, he just was mafrish 10 animals. You cannot bring the next five on the next day, just like Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yochanan if it's tam. Kan b'mafarish. The mafish es kulon. He said, I want to bring all 10 today on the first day of Yontif. Even if he brings it on the second or third day, it's only he's being mashlim what he didn't bring on day number one. So if he says befeirish, I want these to be yom rishon dikah, he can continue. That's what we forget.
I would have thought the opposite.
So now finish the boy
says. Because he's going to the mitzvah.
So now finish the boy says. I know everybody's tzekoch. Zanish tzekoch. Look to my haistam echidami. Let's explain now what tastam means. Ilema the leka shohis beyond beyond likarev. In other words, he originally was ma'afrish 10, and he brings 10 to the base minish to the koyin, and he says koyin, no, let's start bringing them. And the kohen says, and it's pretty late, we'll do the best we can. And they brought five, and then he says, I'm very sorry, it's now the witching hour, now it's already time for to go and bring the tumah shel bein ha'boyim. He came a little bit late, if you come half an hour earlier, kenish, what are we going to do with the other five? Hechadam, Ilaim, the lekish shoyz biyom lekarev, he didn't have enough time to bring all 10, and therefore five of them are left over, and it was bistam, he didn't say, I want to dafka bring it today, I want to bring it generally. And therefore we're saying everybody would agree you cannot bring it on day number two. Why not? Heidler Kravino, the reason why they didn't bring it on day one, the Lekashoy is beyond. In other words, by the fact that he brought all 10 to the base of Midrash and gave it to the Kohen, yes, even though he didn't say anything about B'yom Rishon. Exactly. I see from his Masim that his Kavanah was to bring all 10 today. So it's as if he was Mefarish L'yom Rishon. Why didn't they bring all 10? There wasn't enough time. The time ran out. So in Bazoi, it should be like Mefarish. You should be able to bring it the next day. Elamai Vela de Lesley Auckland. Aye. The reason why originally was Mavrish Tamni brought to the base of because he heard that all his kinden, all the Einiklach and everybody is coming to him. After bringing five, he gets a message for one of his kids. Oh, you didn't hear. Half of the oilim is going to the Mechutonim. They're going to this, the item is going to that, and this is sister, and that, blah, blah, blah. So who's staying at home? There are only going to be three people all together at home. I don't need 10 animals. So therefore he stopped. Koyin, stop! I don't need the other five. So he looks more of El Leslie Ochlin, Heidler Kavina. The reason why he wasn't Makrev all 10 to Leslie Ochlin. He originally intended bringing all 10 today, but he's not going to go and bring another five because it's all going to be Bali Day Noiser. He doesn't want Chasu to be a Noiser problem. So all of that should be considered to be a Mafarish. Much more like Tzricha. The Ikashoy is beyond the Isli Ochlin. He has 10 animals and he brought them all to the base of Midish. And he gives them to the Kohen 12 o'clock midday with his plenty of time. After 5 are over, he says, you know, Kohen, wait a minute, stop. Let me, I don't want to see what I want to do. Just bring 5.
Says the Gemara, the Ikishor is beyond this, plenty of time less. Obviously, Ochlin, he's got plenty of Ochlin. So he could have, he should have, he would have brought all 10, but he didn't. He only brought 5. Midbekama lo yakrevinav, by the fact that he said, stop the clock, don't bring the next 5, he didn't bring him on day number 1. Shmamino shiuri shairinu, he left it over for day number 2. And in such a case, if he left for day number 2, that means that his da'as bishas maisa was to be lochug shnei yomim, 5 today, 5 I'm going to bring tomorrow. You can't bring it tomorrow, b'chagoysim oisa, you can only bring it on day 1, you cannot bring it on day 2. And therefore both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish will agree, kimishapasek, once you stopped midday, mid 5 animals out of 10, you cannot bring the next 5 tomorrow, b'toyres shalmei chagiga. So what you have to do, bring it next year on 5th, and or wait till it gets a boom, and then you can go and be pointed.
So this is Shalmei Simcha is not a term that the Gemara considers.
Exactly.
Point not.
Because he brought a hifrish the Chagi Gosoi. He said, Beferish the Chagi. Right. Vachanam Mistavra. And now this shot that I just gave now, that what, that there's no machloikis of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and they both agree, and this is Bistam
Mefarish. That's not choice if they agree.
Everybody agrees. Yeah, maskim. So if you're more Vachanam Mistavra, you shouldn't think that this is a psadoichik shot. This is the real emes la mita shel teira. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan said before, if he was mafrish 10, and he only brought 5. Kimisha posak shuv einay makriv, you can't bring the other 5. I chi asa raven om Rabbi Yochanan, the same Rabbi Yochanan said, hifrish es the behemoth lachagigosai, hikriv chomish beyond of rishon, choyzer umakriv chomish beyond of shayni. Like Reish Lakish said before, just the opposite of what Rabbi Yochanan said before. Kashan adodi is tachastir Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said above, kimin shepasek shuvein makrev, and here he said, no problem, 5 today, 5 tomorrow. What's going on? Elav shmamino kam bistam kam b'mafarish shmamino. If it's tam, he was mafrish 10. That means I can bring it today. I can bring it tomorrow. No, tomorrow you can't bring it. You can't. Chagoyis Mois has got to be brought today. If he's Mafarish, you want to bring him all today, and then so Yishena Pancha, like they say in Eretz Yisrael. Pancha means that there was some sort of oinus, that what, they ran out of time, or they ran out of Ochlin. Okay, then you can bring the other 5 tomorrow, Shema Mina. Rabbi Yisrael, let's just finish another 3 lines until the Mishnah. Et manami taka, repeated again on Rabbi Shimon bar Abba Omer Rabbi Yoichan, on top of the Amid. Lo yishonu, that we say that you can only be choygeg on day number 1. And you cannot be choygeg and bring chagigas on day number 2. Elish lo yigomar, if he didn't finish. Avol gomar, if he finished. Choyzu makrit. So parshat pshat, what means gomar? If he finished off all of his kabbanis, then he can go and bring new kabbanis. My gomar. Ilay me gomar kabbanis, if he finished all 10, so my makrit, what is he going to go bring? He's going to buy new ones tomorrow. He already brought all 10 today. Elish le gomar hayoim. Loishelosh le gomar hayoim, that the day didn't end yet, and he left over 5 for tomorrow. Don't bring them tomorrow. Avol gomar hayoim, if the reason why he didn't bring all 10, he got stuck after 5, because the time ran out, the clock turned, then Hoyzer Mark, and then you can bring in the next day.